Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report on ESPN Radio, broadcasting from Buffalo, New York. And we're going to have a program today regarding Semilla, that means seed. Semilla is a U.S.-based Latin American leadership development organization dedicated to transforming our Latin culture by the word of God. And they serve Christian leaders throughout the Spanish-speaking world by fostering the strength of their marriages along with their professional competence and biblical worldview. And we have two guests with us today, Jose L. Gonzalez. He is the founder and president of Semilla, Inc. He acquired extensive experience in social activism in his native Uruguay, England, France, and the U.S. After attending Catholic seminary as a youth, he studied in France and Mexico, earning a bachelor's degree in community development from Rutgers and a master's in public policy from Regent University. And some information about Mary Seminario, who I know is she's a fellow Rotarian with me at the Amherst, New York South Rotary Club. She's a longtime supporter and volunteer for Semilla. She received her degree in Latin American Studies at the University of Texas at Austin, which included a semester abroad in Lima, Peru. She received her MBA also at Regent University. So why don't we first learn about what Semilla stands for, what you're involved with. Tell us about that.
Yes, thank you. Semilla is an organization that really wants to plant the foundations of society. Mm-hmm. In the people that it reaches out to. It really focuses on the leadership within Latin America and helping them to foster healthy relationships in their marriages, healthy relationships in their family, and that expands out to their business relationships and political relationships and government and society in general. So that is really the idea, is sowing those seeds of ideas and helping to transform the culture.
Very good. Jose, tell us a little bit more from your perspective, and I understand we're speaking to you in Suffolk, Virginia.
That is correct. Well, first of all, thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Rout. Unlike Mary, who is an American citizen, I am a Latin American, though naturalized recently as an American citizen, but who had lived and worked in many countries. And so the contrast between the ethos of the American society when I first immigrated here at the age of 19, way back in the mid-60s. And my experience growing up in Uruguay and in the border with Brazil, and then, of course, confirmed since then in a couple hundred trips throughout the Latin world. That contrast captured my imagination. And so I realized that there was something here that needed to be grasped and taught there in order to accelerate the progress of our societies and to correct some defects that over time I was able to identify.
Okay. Just a little bit of the religious or Christian emphasis with the Similia. Could you tell us about that?
Certainly.
Your theology, your philosophy, what you stand for.
Yes. Well, Latin America has a history of Christianity that dates over 500 years when, of course, Spain, through its explorer, Christopher Columbus, established the footholds in the Caribbean, and then very rapidly, in a matter of 80 years or so, Spain established a huge empire. And the combination of state control by the crown at the time and the Catholic Church, very closely associated with the crown at the time, the kings chose for themselves the title of Catholic kings, which illustrates what I'm saying. They established a, what is known in sociology as a highly religious culture in Latin America. It was a unique form of Catholicism, Iberian Catholicism, which was imposed and mixed with the existing mainly animist indigenous religions, and there was a blend, blending, for instance, the images of Mary might take the form of an Indian coloration and appearance, like Our Lady of Guadalupe. That, of course, has evolved over time, and Latin America continues to be a highly religious region in the world until today. More recently, in the last century or so, Protestantism has been experiencing an explosive growth, whereas I would say by now the estimates are over 100 million Protestants in Latin America, which would constitute roughly 20% of the population. This is the percentage varies from country to country. My own country, Uruguay, has a very small percentage of Protestants, somewhere around 5%, whereas other countries like the Central American ones might have 40 or more percent of Protestants. But our position was that the religious beliefs of the people shape their worldview very greatly. They're not only a part of the worldview, but they influence the worldview. And so that in order to bring about transformational change, profound, lasting, radical change, the religious ideas needed to be part and parcel of that effort. And this is why we decided to propagate teachings that are anchored on the Bible, which is the common authority for the Christian churches, be they Catholic, Protestant, Orthodox. And this allows us an entry into the hearts of leaders and people in general so that they consider our teachings and approaches with more openness.
Mary, would you like to talk a little bit about this, the religious emphasis, a little bit more about the philosophy of Semilla?
Sure. It should be noted that Semilla is not a church. It does not report to a church. It's an organization that Jose has founded, and he uses the approach of biblical Christianity through Semilla to look for this transformation and this change in society. It's not a denominational organization. It's not a church, and it doesn't, again, report to a church. So it's simply an outreach, a ministry that reaches to society for the common goal of encouraging Christian culture and Christian leadership.
Now, if somebody listening in Montreal or Buffalo or Virginia or Manhattan would like to give $10, $100, or $1,000 to promote Semilla more for your efforts in Central and Latin and South America for this reaching out to get people involved in what is based in the Bible, how do they give these donations?
Thank you. Actually, we have a very generous donor who will match any donations that are given to Semilla, and they can just go simply to the website www.semilla.org.
Why don't you spell that out, please?
And that is SEMILLA.org. So at semilla.org, you would see a place where you can give donations, and you can also learn more about the organization, the approach we take, and all of the different projects that we're involved in. And certainly, if you have questions in general, I'm happy to answer those to anyone who would like to call at this number, 757-226-8987.
Repeat that again, please, the phone number.
Sure. You can call me at 757-226-8987 and just leave your name and phone number, and I'll be happy to discuss a little bit more in detail if you're interested about Semilla or help to facilitate a donation as well.
And we encourage all our listeners to get involved in this, as this is promoting a very valuable part of our culture, linking us to the Holy Father, and they nurture their character so that they can more effectively serve together and bring transformation to their societies. Semilla, and we have with us today Jose Gonzalez, founder and president of Semilla, and Mary Seminario, and she's a longtime supporter and volunteer for Semilla. I'd just like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guests, Ambassador Eric Javits, Paulette Cooper Noble, author, and Ambassador Earl Mack. We have coming up John Manzella with the World Trade Effort, Erie County Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy, and the author of The Nazi Hunters in St. Augustine, Florida, Andrew Nagorski, who will be speaking at the General Pulaski Installation Dinner on March 3rd at the Millennium Hotel. Little announcement here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal newspaper has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans food stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. If you have any thoughts or comments on our program today regarding Semilla with Jose Gonzalez and Mary Seminario, please write to Brian Rusk. If you're listening to the 17 states and half of Canada, we blanket ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We have received letters as far away as Scandinavia, New Zealand, so we'd like to hear from you listening to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power on ESPN AM 1520. little bit more information about our guest, Jose L. Gonzalez, founder and president of Semilla. For several years, he taught classes in Latin American political culture at Regent University's Robertson School of Government and has given conferences and taught at various universities in Latin America and the United States. Some more information about Mary Seminario. Her interest in Latin America began when she spent a year abroad as a Rotary Youth Exchange student in Peru. It was confirmed when she married a Peruvian husband years later. They live in Western New York State, and their two children are in college. Let's talk a little bit about this marital transfer information movement that Semilla is carrying out in Latin America. What is a marital transformation movement?
Let me tell you a little bit about some of the approaches that Semilla takes to support marriages. On the one hand, we have marriage discipleship process where several married couples get together and study these topics and learn a bit about history, think about the things that are normal and the practices that they've lived in their Latin American households through their lives, and to think about those things, to get a fresh look at that history and see what the Bible says about it, learn how to transform their marriages into a biblical covenant that honors God, and impart that to their children. And again, carry that out in the way they do business in society, carry out government, and lead organizations. So that is one of the ways that Semilla is carrying out this process. The other way is through some courses that will be carried out in different churches throughout Latin America. And the coursework is a personal class. It's taught. There's workbooks and things that people, again, learn the same information, a little bit less intensely than the marriage discipleship process, but still it's a great way to introduce the topic and learn more. And finally, we're seeking $5,000 to put that coursework on the internet so that people can get the course from anywhere in the world and they could access it in the future. So that's one of our goals for raising some money today, would be to help get this coursework on the internet so that people could take the course, learn more, and help to transform their own marriages and society.
Jose Gonzalez is founder and president of Semilla. Let's talk a little bit about what Semilla is carrying out in Latin America with the marital transformation movement.
Certainly. Thank you very much. Well, Mary described very well the processes and tools that are available for married couples who take to heart the Bible and want to work on their own marriage to make more real, more effective, the covenant that their marriage constitutes, in combination with the covenant which their own relationship as Christians establishes between them as individuals and God. Marital transformation addresses the issue of the difference that there should exist, mm-hmm. I would say there must exist, between a Christian marriage, which is a marriage in which God is involved personally, and another marriage from any other religion or for people who are not practicing and living any particular religion. And so we explore what that covenantal idea of marriage, the one involving God, is like. And we examine particularly the ways in which our culture, as Mary said, Latin American culture, has habits and traditions that debilitate a true covenantal marriage. And so, for example, machismo is a very characteristic cultural trait in the Latin culture. We boys are taught to be very macho. But in the process of confusing masculinity with male domination, we cause a lot of grief, pain to our wives, to our children, and frankly, to ourselves. On the other hand, it is a similar cultural pattern described by sociologists as matriarchy, which is the control of the family circle, the members of the family, the emotional control that a mother can exert. Now, obviously, some degree of influence is inevitable and healthy, but when that becomes a controlling, manipulative behavior, then it is no longer healthy. And these are cultural patterns that are deeply, deeply established in our Latin culture, and which, once exposed to the light of the Word of God, Christian people begin to work against, to compensate, to shed, and ultimately to ally, to become allies, to try to overcome those patterns learned in their upbringing.
Mary, a seminario, could you please give us a place where people, if they're listening in Toronto or Buffalo or Manhattan or Washington, D.C. or Northern Florida, if they'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to promote the philosophy of Semilla? Again, this is a Latin American, U.S.-based leadership development organization dedicated to transforming Latin culture by the Word of God. Where can people make these donations?
Yes, thank you. People can go straight to the website at www.semilla, which is S-E-M-I-L-L-A.org, semilla.org. And at that website, there's an opportunity to donate and some links where you can learn more about Semilla, learn more about what it offers, how it works, and what the philosophy is. And in addition, if they have questions, would like more information or details about how to give, they're welcome to call me directly at 757-226-8987. That's 757-226-8987. And just leave your name and number, and I'll personally call you back and share some more information or help you along.
You're listening to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, reaching 17 states and much of Canada. We're talking about the Semilla group, and they serve Christian leaders throughout the Spanish-speaking world by fostering the strength of their marriages along with their professional competence and biblical worldview. Our guests are Jose L. Gonzalez. He serves as an elder at James River Community Church in Suffolk, Virginia. He's married to Diana Gonzalez, with whom he has 4 grown children and 11 grandchildren. And Mary Seminario has pursued a career in financial services and is an active volunteer in the community and a Rotarian. And she's a longtime supporter and volunteer for Semilla. And Jose Gonzalez is founder and president of Semilla Incorporated. Again, if you have any thoughts or comments, you can write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, Blanketing 17 of the United States, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards from our Canadian and European listeners. Now, I'd like to talk a little bit about the approach that Semilla takes to achieve this transformation. Be the change you want to see in the world. Let's talk a little bit about this approach.
I'd like to say that it's been said in many times in many ways that if you want to make a change in the world, you need to start with yourself, the person in the mirror, be the change you want to see. And people can be transformed by the Word of God. The Bible says that that's an excellent way to work on your own self, is to focus on what you can change about yourself. That's what I like best about this approach that Semilla takes with affecting society, transforming society. It starts with each person wanting to have a better life, wanting to change patterns and habits that maybe they never thought about, or things that they do just because their parents did. And each person can take the responsibility to look at that, examine it, and make a choice to follow a more godly path and follow a sincere Christianity, transforming that person and their marriage, most likely, and then even hopefully their children, into a solid, healthy relationship where, you know, it's a healthier Christian model that can then impact society because of the way they carry out their business or the way they lead organizations, the way they lead government. And that is what's going to ultimately impact society.
Jose?
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Well, take the problems, the social problems that are so prevalent and well known about the Latin countries, problems of corruption, mm-hmm. of violence, including domestic violence.
And drug abuse, too.
Exactly. Instability, governmental and social instability. We are watching reports of terrible conditions, for instance, in the Brazilian prisons. These problems arise from a philosophy of authority which is itself corrupt, an authority that is self-seeking, working for its own benefit, and is arbitrary, can do whatever they want to, and it's unquestionable. It's imposed. Well, this is exactly what machismo models for little children as they are growing up. It's exactly that kind of authority, arbitrary, domineering, unquestionable. Then let's take the deception. In our business practices, in corruption is very, very common, not only avoiding, for instance, paying taxes, but also suborning, paying off officials in order to get things done or gain advantage over the competition. Well, this manipulative and deceptive behavior, very, very prevalent in our culture, is modeled by manipulative and deceptive maternal manipulation of family members. Children grow up seeing how their mothers, typically frustrated and oppressed by the inattention or even infidelity of their husbands, they manage the household, they manage life's crises deceptive behavior, trying to gain control of things so that they can bring up their children and survive themselves. Well, these models observed in childhood in most traditional Latin homes sow the seeds of what we later see in society.
Jose Gonzalez, we have to come to a close. We've learned so much about Semilla. He is the founder and president of Semilla, and Mary Seminario, who's been with us, is a longtime supporter and volunteer. We urge our listeners to give and give generously to this wonderful leadership development organization dedicated to transforming Latin culture by the Word of God. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the past 15 years, and thank you for enlightening us, Jose Gonzalez and Mary Seminario of Semilla. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.